and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Back to the podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, you see that I am not in my normal office. When I tell you that we have had a series of unfortunate events this last like 10 days, it is true. Things like breaking a bowl, and my son was putting dishes away, dropped a glass bowl, stepped on a piece of glass and got it lodged in his foot. Had to get that out, had to take care of all of that. My daughter the same day was getting into bed, and she has a shelf on her, like a pull-out shelf, and she gashed her knee, like pouring, oozing, like out blood the same day. Not to mention Kyle, he was burning some, like we live on some land, and so he was cutting and doing some cutting brush and cutting trees. And he was throwing trees from the trailer that we have. We loaded the trailer with all this debris and all these trees that we cut down. He was throwing it into the fire pit. So big, we have a big fire pit that we made for this purpose. And his shoes were untied, and he tripped into the fire, and he secondary burned his wrist. Luckily, he had gloves on, so it took the brunt of it. And then little things like, my internet was cut during we're building a gate in our yard, and they needed to trench from the house to the yard. And we called 811, call before you dig. They came out 4 times. And every time, like we cut the neighbor's fiber the first day, we cut the water, we cut our fiber, and we still don't have it. They say within 48 hours. Well, it's been way more than 48 hours and we still don't have internet. So here I am at my neighbor's barn in their garage, which they did get their internet fixed. So, and it's blazing fast. So here we are. And one of the things I know to be true is when we're on to something, when we're making progress, when we step into obedience, things happen. Now we had some more serious things like falling into the fire, and we're still nursing those burns, to the less serious of getting the internet cut. But there's going to be things that stop us. And so I wanted to talk about today the things that stop us from stepping into our purpose. Because yes, this is easy to see that they're external circumstances, but so many times I see that it's limiting beliefs. I see that the difference between someone who just goes for it and dives in and starts to figure out what their purpose is, and those who are honestly like me, who want to know more information, who want to know how it's going to work out, or what is the purpose? What exactly is God calling me to? So I'm not throwing any shade on those who have limiting beliefs, because this is something that I daily. I was working with my coach last week, and she's like, well, what story are you telling yourself? And I realized that getting to the next level, getting to doing that step, taking that step of obedience, the next step of obedience, I had a limiting belief that I had to address and that I'm still addressing. And I was like, how many of my friends, how many of my clients, how many people do I know? Even when I look at people who have quote unquote made it, people who are successful, people who write books and speak on topics and things, and those who follow the obedience and that step of stepping into their purpose suffer from limiting beliefs. And it's everyone. I have not met anyone who doesn't have a limiting belief. I have met people who are willing to step over and cross that limiting belief into that discomfort zone. And that's, so I wanted to talk about, I wanted to do twofold, is I wanted to talk about limiting beliefs. And I also want to show you that God's already covered them, that he's already laid out a plan for it. He's already he's already got the antidote to your limiting belief. And so what is a limiting belief? This is a subconscious belief that we tell ourselves. It can be an excuse. It can be a reason. Legitimately, a lot of times for me, they disguise themselves as legitimate reasons. Like this is the fact. And then when I pull away, it's like, do I really need to know all of that to do the next step? So that's how you know it's a limiting. It limits your progress. It limits your effectiveness. It limits your productivity. It limits your creativity. It limits your service. It limits. And it's from a belief that you hold majority of the time in subconscious that is holding you back. It's keeping you in that safety zone. And as I have mentioned before, is what is a belief? A belief is a thought paired with an emotion, like thought over time. Like it is a, it doesn't have to be true to be a belief. And that's why it's so important that we recognize these limiting beliefs. We put them in the category that they belong in, which is not true, which is if God says do it, you do it. And we have to really decide, are we willing to get uncomfortable to address these? Limiting beliefs are protective barriers. This is our comfort zone. These are our safety. It's also what's going to hold us back from experiencing the full weight of joy. It's going to hold us back from experiencing the partnership that God wants to have with us in his work. It's what's going to stop us from, there's always going to be that feeling for more. And those, typically, it's those limiting beliefs that stop you from experiencing that. In a sermon recently, we were talking about baptism, how it is the experience over obedience, what experience do you want, and how it's the believer's baptism. It's the next step, right? But it's you're going into water coming out. It's the symbolism, and it's the outward appearance of an inward faith. Like it doesn't save you. It doesn't, like not being baptized doesn't not save you either, but it's a step of obedience. And it's all about, are you willing to take the next step? Are you willing to put down your fears, your discomforts and, or your comfort and step into the discomfort? And when it comes to our purpose, a lot of times our purpose doesn't truly make sense. And it makes all the sense in the world. When you put God in the mix, when you really focus on what do we do, like what is our purpose and like what is the intention behind it? And then how are we wired? How are we created? Like, again, like it's in the initial thought is, well, that doesn't make sense for me. I don't like public speaking. I don't like talking in front of big groups. I don't like talking in front of small groups. And yet, that was one of my limiting beliefs that I held because it was keeping me safe. Because deep down, I believe in my soul and my spirit, and even through the Holy Spirit, God knew that that's what he was planning for me to do. And so I was holding on to that belief because it kept me safe. It kept me stuck. It kept me overwhelmed. And it kept me feeling like there was more and that I was out of alignment, that I was in disobedience. And so when I started looking at for what it was, I recognized that going and standing in front of a crowd, whether it's 10 people, 5 people, or 1,000 people, you don't die. There's not, like, it was an emotional threat. It was a fear that was stopping me. It was a belief that I couldn't do it. It was a belief that I wasn't worthy. It was a belief that I'm not enough. It's a belief that I couldn't find the words. My friends know I never have a lack of words. If you listen to this, I mean, this is episode 199. The average length of the podcast are about 26 minutes. I have talked about something different in it, and even if it's similar topic, it's in a different way 199 times. I am not at a loss for words. So again, that is an example of the limiting belief that I was telling myself, this belief, the subconscious, unconscious belief that was holding me back. And so I wanted today to share 10 common limiting beliefs that, you know, women of faith hold, that ambitious women of faith hold, that you may be holding. And if you're looking to find your purpose, if you're looking to just find it, but you want to live it, you want to make an impact, you want to step into obedience, you want to partner with God, you want your life to not only matter, because your life matters, you don't need to do anything to make your life matter, but if you want to leave a legacy, and if you want to grow your impact, and if you want to partner and do something, and I truly believe you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't want that, if you didn't want to leave a legacy, or if you didn't want to make an impact, if you didn't want to serve, if you didn't have a servant's heart, you probably wouldn't listen to this podcast for long, because I kind of push you to think about how we can use our strengths and our gifts and our life to make an impact, how we can actively step into our purpose, because I truly believe that that's where the full weight of joy is. Sure, it's sitting on a beach, watching the waves, watching the kids play in sand, but that's momentary. Once we leave, we have our memories, but that experience dissipates. If we want to feel the full weight of joy, and we want it to be our day-to-day, no matter where we are, no matter where we're not, no matter what we're doing, it's when we wake up in the morning and we choose to step into our purpose. And so these limiting beliefs are not, they're more powerful. And when we rewire them, when we remove them, you will experience more joy, more life, more fulfillment, more impact than you will ever experience before. And it's because when you do remove these, you leave more room for God. You leave room because, again, it may not make sense what He's asking us to do. We have a very limited vantage point. He has an infinite vantage point. He knows that this may be something that, even when it comes down to the things that you've experienced, we have such a limited view of it. And I truly don't believe that your pain is your purpose. But what I believe is your purpose is what you've learned through it, or how you can serve after it. We all have struggles. We all go through these events that some of them that I've heard, some of these things that you've gone through, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. And I know that. And it had nothing. It was not a choice you made. It was not a decision that you made. It was not something you asked for. It's not even something that you deserved. You did not deserve it. But what God promises is that He'll be there for you through it. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And so and sometimes these limiting beliefs are because of things like that, because of things we've gone through, because of things that people have told us, because of ways that we see other people operate and we want to stay safe. And so let's talk, and I'm going to quickly go through all 10 of them. I'm just going to say them because honestly, they don't need an explanation. But then I want to give you the antidote for each one of them. I want to walk you through what you can do immediately to start rewiring that belief and put it away once and for all, and to show your belief who's boss, to show your brain who's boss, to invite God to take that over and feed you truth instead of the lies that have been stopping. Sorry, the dog's barking. So let me go through the 10 of them, and then let's discuss, let's talk about it. And if you feel like one of them is yours, I want you to take a moment to, you know, think about it. Like, you could pause the podcast or you can come back to it and really sit with it and ask yourself some questions. Ask yourself where it came from. So a lot of times it was put there not by our own doing, but we it's something way before we even had a conscious decision to do it. It was like before the age of 2, which is baffling to me how our brains are so advanced that they're like, ooh, that is going to keep me safe. So let me go through these. Like, I'm not enough. Despite your accomplishments, you may struggle with a feeling of inadequacy, believing that you're not worthy of fulfillment and joy. I don't deserve to prioritize myself. due to the tendency to serve others, you think that, you know, it's the dying to self. It's better to give than receive. We're called to have a servant's heart and serve. I have to do it all. How many of us believe that every time we feel like there's something to do, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. Success means sacrificing happiness. We've all seen examples of successful people and they end their life because they don't find the happiness they're looking for. So we have evidence of that. Like, just look at Hollywood, these glamorized lives. I can't pursue my dreams. You may have toddlers, you may have little ones, you may have a brood of children, you may have supporting your spouse, and you may be, yeah, there's a lot of things that can go into there. I'm running out of time. So feeling the urgency of time, which as someone who has teenagers who, now that my son is driving, I'm very much aware that I have 2 years before he goes to college. And so that sense of urgency hit me not too long ago, where it's like, okay, like I want him to launch. I want him to go to college. I want him to experience that. And I want him to have these memories now to not be me harping on him or me lecturing him. I want to have experiences now. So that running out of time, you also with age, maybe, you know, I'm mid 40s and, you know, it's too late. You see these 20 somethings who are starting these empires. But let me tell you, there is a lot of strong women who did not start building their businesses until they were in their 50s or 60s. Like Martha Stewart's one of them. And I'm not saying anything about her character. I'm not saying about even Oprah Winfrey and all of these icons, these successful women who are really living from the outside. We don't know. I don't know what's going on in their heart, but from the outside, it looks like they do have the business of their dreams, like the life of their dreams. So that you feel like you're running out of time or you don't have time to put the effort into stepping into your purpose. Like, so now it's just a matter of, let's do some triage and see what I can have time to do. I have to please others. Despite discreasing needs to please others, as we grow older, we have this, well, for the lack of, sorry, I don't usually curse on here, but as you reach the age of 40 and above, like your give a damn goes way down, right? Like you step into who you are supposed to be. You step into your strengths and you realize, like, wow, what I thought of others is not as important. And so we have the struggle to prioritize our own needs. And sometimes we feel guilty that we need to step into our purpose. Because why? We should already feel like we're in our purpose with serving our family, serving our kids. It's okay to have multiple purposes. It's okay to have multiple needs and to do something outside of the traditional. Like, if God's calling you to it, don't feel guilty about it. In other words, I'm stuck in my current circumstances. I don't see a way out. I feel trapped. And there's, you know, whether you have limitations of, you know, money, time, resources, education, all of these things, you're stuck in your current circumstances, that you're not capable of making a significant impact. That, you know, it's, you know, what can this one little old me do? And despite your ambition, despite that desire for more, you doubt your ability or how to make a meaningful difference in the world when you're just one person. You don't have a platform. You don't know, you know, what's possible. And the next one is, I can't be my authentic self. I feel pressured to conform to others' expectations. How many times do we do things because it's what's expected? I know that one of these things is birthday parties, big, extravagant. I look at friends and family who do these big parties for every year for their kids. And for my kids, I have a role, like every other year, they will have a bigger party. We'll do a party, we'll do a family, have some friends over. But that doesn't light me up to do all of the little favors and do all of the different things. I don't have the time. That's not where I want to spend my effort. And so I pour into my kids in other ways. But, you know, my authentic self, when we're trying to conform to other people's expectations, all these other limiting beliefs also can creep in, that you're not enough, that you don't deserve to prioritize myself, that success means sacrificing happiness, that you can't pursue your dreams, that you're running out of time. And so they're stopping you. They're preventing you from taking a chance, from taking a step in obedience and seeing what's possible. So I want to just take the next couple of minutes and I want to give you the antidote for each of these. Because if we allow our limiting beliefs to decide our life, you're going to always feel like there's more. And I'm telling you, even though daily I get to wake up and I choose to step into the discomfort of my purpose, like the discomfort. And I mean, not because it's not comfortable in my purpose, like I don't get a joyful, I do get fulfillment and joy, but it is hard, ladies. It is to go up, wake up and choose to run a business when I've realized recently that I want to do my podcast and I want to coach. I want to make a difference. I want to teach. I want to go speak. I want to write. All of these creating funnels and marketing campaigns and all of these other things that I endure because I know that that's where God's leading me. And I know that that's helping me, you know, get my message to you, to others. And it's like, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. And there's time that I just don't want to do it. But then I remember my why. I remember that it's important that I do it because I love at the end of the day when I know I got to make a difference, when I end a client call and I get to celebrate, I get to pray over their wins. When I see the difference, when I see them step into their purpose, nothing gives me more joy and is the reason why I am willing to get out of my comfort zone to see other people do the same. To see I have a client who, I don't think she'll mind me using her name. In fact, I'm going to start talking a little bit about her. I'm going to get her on my podcast one of these days to share what she's doing. But it's my client, Nikki, who is making a massive change in her life to walk in obedience, to give her family freedom. And we started working together because she was feeling numb. She wanted to know herself. She wanted to find herself in motherhood and in her work. And it's her story to tell. So I will let her share it. Nikki, I know you're listening to this, so I would love for you to come on and just share what God is doing in your life. But I see that, you know, when I see her step out of her comfort zone and I know the difference she's going to make, I can see the ripple effect it's going to have. And it's like, wait a minute, it's because of my sacrifice. It's because of my discomfort and my willingness to say yes and to my purpose before I knew where it was going to lead. By being willing to get out of my limiting beliefs, she's able to do it for her and for her clients. And then the ripple effect. This is where this whole idea that I'm not capable of making a significant impact, like that's God's reign. Like that's his ability. That's his role in it. Is you just get to take that one step in obedience and the ripple effects. You know, when the rock goes into the lake and you just see in the serene lake and one rock can just make the entire surface bubble up, can make the entire surface start moving. And we get to be that rock that just gets thrown in and then God gets to do the rest. And so let's go through these limiting beliefs again, these 10. And let me share a Bible verse that I believe speaks directly to it and is the antidote for it. So if you find one that works, that you identify with or that you resonate with, like write it down and just pray it for the next, like pray over it twice a day for the next 10 days and see what happens. And if you really want to pour gas on it, then reach out to me and let's talk about what it could look like if when you stop letting these limiting beliefs stop you from living your purpose and not just discovering it, but I'm talking about really living it. Like I will help you discover it. I'll help you see. And typically it's something that just clear a few of the cobwebs, a few of the expectations away, and we see that God's been highlighting this to you. It's been deep in your knower for a long time, and it's just being able to acknowledge that. But that's another time. Let's stay focused on one thing. If you could take one thing away from this episode, it's these 10 verses that have changed my life, that have the answer to my limiting belief. And I know, and I pray that they speak to your heart as well, because let me tell you, stepping into your purpose alone is lonely. It's hard. It is, you don't see the difference you're making, but when you surround yourself with people who are willing to get uncomfortable and do the same thing. And I'm just talking about little micro steps. I'm not talking about getting on stages or writing a best-selling novel or even like starting a book club. Like it could just be, you know, your God calling you to be an encourager to people around you. Like let's just pull away all of the extra things and see what God has for you, because I guarantee it's not out of the realm of what's possible. So let's do this. Okay. So I'm not enough. I'm not enough. It's Philippians 4:13 NIV. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I don't deserve to prioritize myself. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Do you not know that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. I have to do it all. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Success means sacrificing happiness. Psalm 16:11. You have made known the path of my life. You will fill me with your joy and your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. I can't pursue my dreams. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. I'm running out of time. Ecclesiastes 3:1. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. I have to please others. Galatians 1:10. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. This is one that I remind myself that when I come on here and do a podcast, or when I do a post, or when I even there's things that I'm like, oh, am I, you know, is this me? And I'm like, what will others think? And then God reminds me, who are you working for? Who gave you the purpose in the first place? And is it for people or is it for me? And I'm like, okay, God, like I got this. I know that it's really, and how much easier is it to please God than people? Let me tell you, when I focus on that, when I focus on pleasing people, it's impossible. It's impossible to please, even if it's just two people. But when I need to focus on pleasing God, it is so much easier. And all he wants is my heart to be right. Let's keep going. I'm stuck in my current circumstances. Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in this wasteland. No matter what your circumstances are, doesn't matter how bleak or how stuck you feel, there is an and. There is a possibility. There is, and I truly believe that if you want to get out of your current circumstances, God will provide a way. He'll even provide a person to help, to guide, to encourage. I'm not capable of making a significant impact. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Again, when there's one of us stepping into our purpose, it's lonely, and it's, you know, one person shining their candle. It only shines so much. But when we start getting together, when we start all getting uncomfortable, getting in the discomfort and shining and being obedient and stepping into our purpose together, it gets, all of a sudden we are a town on a hill. We cannot be dimmed. If one of our light goes out or starts to dim, our wax gets low, then we can look to the others to support us. And the final one here is, I can't be my authentic self. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. You get to be yourself. God created you uniquely and special, and he gave you a unique set of talents and gifts and resources and circumstances, experiences, perspective. And this is something that I love to help, because when you're feeling numb, when you're overwhelmed, when there's this feeling, this is what's happening, is that authentic self is being you, believing that you can't be her. Friend, you can be her. It's not as hard as you think. You may need to stand by somebody else who is shining their light, who's stepping into their purpose, so you can have that support. It's not a bad thing. When I started, when I understood my assignment, when I understood what my purpose was, I sought out people who were also doing something similar to me. I sought out guidance. I sought out a mentor. I sought out a coach who can say, okay, what is God telling you? Who would not give me advice. That's the difference as a coach. The difference between, you know, going to a friend and going to a coach is it's not about getting advice. It's about highlighting. It's about asking questions and letting you see how these limiting beliefs are really the only thing stopping you. It's the only thing stopping you. Are you ready to remove these limiting beliefs? So if you're ready, let's do this. Let's get excited. Let's start working on this and let's start making these small steps, because we don't need to make giant leaps. We can take small steps. So in May, I have a webinar, a workshop. It's a workshop coming up about how to discover your purpose and live it. In the show notes is a link. Go and sign up. It's free. It is jam-packed. I wanted to bring you a workshop that will help you when you step out of this workshop. If you come and share your time with me, I wanted to make sure that it was something that we could take away. So we're going to learn how to connect with our purpose. We're going to learn, let's just do this. What is it that I'm like connecting with your purpose? How to truly take care of yourself? Like, how do you prioritize yourself in order to step into your purpose? Because it's not the same as what the world says self-care is. If you've heard me say anything, that's self-triage. Like, that's not self-care, whole self-care. And then let's get rid of this perfectionism, I'm stuck in my current circumstances, or I'm not capable of making a significant impact, or I can't be my authentic self. Like, several of the limiting beliefs will be addressed in this workshop. So I want to see you there. Yes, I know it is the end of March. And it's in May, but I really wanted to, one, give you time to clear your schedule. Like, it's an hour long. Like, we're not talking about a full day, although I could go a full day. And actually, if you are in the Oklahoma area, in the Tulsa area, like I'm really considering doing a day retreat. So if you're interested in that, reach out to me and let me know, because it's something that's been on my heart. And I've talked to a couple women and are like, oh, I totally come. And again, a limiting belief that I had is like, oh, I don't know how to do this. Well, of course I know how to do this. Like, I don't have to do it all right there. Like, God will provide a way, right? So there's already an answer to my limiting belief. My point is I want to help you. I want to guide you. I want to show you that it's not as hard as you think to step into your purpose and live it. I also want to show you how important it is for your kids and your family to see you live your purpose. Because when you live your purpose and they see you struggle, they see you get out of your comfort zone, it shows them that they can do it too. When you have teens, they stop listening to you years ago, but they're watching. There's many times that my son will see something and that I didn't realize he was watching. And he'll bring it up later. And he's like, what were you doing over there? Like, what were you talking about? Or, you know, there's a couple of opportunities that I have that I'm working on a talk for that I'm invited to speak. So I'm crafting this talk. I want to elevate my speaking. And so that's one of the things that I've been working on. And I have a chapter in a book coming out. And so I've been writing that. And it's amazing how once you commit to doing it, then all the limiting beliefs and all of the excuses come flooding in. And instead of hiding that from them, we joke about it. We talk about it. I give them like, hey, this is what I need to hear from you when I say this. Teaching them to be empathetic and help me so we can laugh about it and I can break through. But this is what I love doing. I have the privilege that my purpose is helping women like you step into yours, to discover what it is and then do it. And so if this is something that you're interested in, if you like, sign up for the May workshop, but get in touch with me now, because I like, why wait? If this is on your heart, like, you're not running out of time. God will make the time. It's His timing. So I don't want to bring that belief that if you don't do it now, but why wait when this is something that you could do now? Why wait when, you know, they talk about the best time to plant a tree? Well, that's 10 years ago. What's second best is right now. Stepping into your purpose is the same thing. We could have done it years ago when we first had this feeling, but we allowed life, we allowed circumstance, we allowed our beliefs to keep us from it. Or maybe our purpose wasn't yet, you know, our purpose was a little bit different then. And now that we're a little bit older, more mature, we have a little more time on our hands, like we have a shift. So the timing is always right. But don't delay simply because of a limiting belief. All right, friend. I cannot wait to talk with you. Sign up for that May workshop. You won't want to miss it. I guarantee you. Like, hey, we're going to get to just hang out together too. Like, I'm really excited about that. I love hanging out with you and hearing your heart. And the fact that I get to hear people's purposes, like I help them, I get to hear what God's doing in their lives is one of the coolest things. And I can't wait to share those with you as well. Just some of these crazy things that we hear them doing. But with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you. And I hope that today this stirred something in you. I hope that you'll listen to this and maybe listen to it twice, because I did run through these. Like I went quick, but I want to get through them, and it's already longer. This podcast is longer than I typically do. And I probably should have done it in two parts, but I'm like, you know, you can handle it. And I'm just, friend, like it's such a passion. It's such an important thing, because when I started stepping into my purpose, the amazing things that happened, the way that I feel joy experienced in my life, something that I really would have missed not knowing. And so I don't want you to miss out on that. All right, friend. Well, that is all I have for you today. I will see you for episode number 200 on Thursday. And choose joy till joy chooses you. Bye for now.